Mind at Work. Mind at Work is your podcast that explores the intersection between psychology, work at large, physical well-being, mental well-being, financial well-being. In each episode, we delve into topics related to productivity, work in general, physical, mental, and financial health. We offer ideas, mental tools, and strategies to help you achieve your goals. Whether you're looking to increase your income, be fit and healthy, or more productive, we've got you covered. Join us in exploring the latest research. We talk to experts, we share real-life experiences, and that's can help you unleash your potential, both in your professional and personal life. Mind at Work offers a new episode in French every Tuesday and an episode in English every Wednesday. The question of the day is whether you should create your business right after graduation. Should you wait? Should you do? What should you do? I think this is a question a lot of young men and women ask themselves as they go through the school system or university system or any trades they're learning, or they've just completed, they know more, but they still they left the system just for a short moment. In this episode of Mind at Work, we're going to explore this. This is what we're going to explore. And the question of whether you should start a business right after finishing your studies in university or any trade or school is crucial, and you may be interested in entrepreneurship. Let's see, what do you understand by finish your studies? You never finished learning. It is when you decide to stop your formal education, which is whether it's high school, it's university, it's a trade, it's, as you say, okay, at this point, I will stop being a full-time student and go to work to be earning. I need to start earning. And there is no universal path, of course, but there are approaches that can simplify the process. Therefore, we answer the question not in a direct way by saying, okay, do A, B, C, but by sharing with you some approaches that will help you, that will enlighten you in your decision, and you'll be more skilled as you decide whether you go for entrepreneurship or you do something else, before. To understand the question, let's explore the reason and the perceived or real advantages of doing this, of starting this a business immediately after graduation, meaning immediately after finishing formal education. When I say after graduation, it can be you never graduate, but still you finished. It's not a must in success. Even though in some trade you are required to have it, if it's a requirement, there is no question you should complete. But it may not be a requirement, and you may think, "Oh, I've learned enough, and I can use this." There's a reason. The only reason that's not valid is the reason no one gave. So understand the concept of after graduation and the concept of finishing studies after graduation. Yes, it can be formal graduation or finishing. When you decide to stop your formal learning, and you should continue after that to have education until the end of your life. In fact, let's see. The first reason it could be you have an immediate opportunity. If you have an opportunity that aligns with what you want to do in life, and you see the opportunity is something you can do right now, and you want to go for it, you have everything to go for it. You don't need to postpone it for 3-5 years before you start. You can go for it like now, but do it with responsibility and commitment, because everything is an idea, and it's the implementation of the idea that you get the result. You don't get the result just because it's a good idea. It's a fallacy to say you have a good idea. No, it is the implementation. So you are sure that you can really go through this idea up to success. You can do it, but do it with responsibility and commitment. The second reason can be a desire for real freedom. You want freedom. You'll be in the school system, and in the school system, you have, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you can do that. You are also a teenager, prevented from doing tons of things. Now you think that, oh, if I go by myself, I'll be free, and I'll have the freedom I need to succeed in life, instead of continuing in an education, or instead of going to a company, an employer. Can be valid, but there is a but here. It should not be because of freedom per se. It is because you can also do something in that freedom. So it's a reason, you can understand, but it should lead to something meaningful. Another reason can be your desire to do the things on your own, because in the school system, there is a dress code, there is a way you sit, there is a way you eat, there is a way you... Everything is codified by the school rules. And you have a teacher, you have an administration, you have so many things, you have a parent, you have so many things that prevents you from really being yourself and doing what you like to do. And now you think, okay, now I don't want to leave this constraint to enter another set of constraints. So what I'm going to do is to be on my own. Yes, we can understand that. However, it should be that, can you do something on your own? You want to be on your own, but can you do something meaningful, something someone will want to pay you for on your own? If you can do that, maybe you can be successful. But if you can't do that, go learn first. Still postpone this desire of freedom. Sacrifice some time to learn something that can be exchanged, where the things can be exchanged for money, and you can go there and you can, your desire from doing the things by yourself can be fulfilled. Another reason for entering entrepreneurship, it can be the lack of employment opportunities. You have unemployment, high level of unemployment, and that may drive some individuals in starting businesses, which is, the warning here is, if the lack of employment, you should do the entrepreneurship with commitment. It's not that you're doing it and waiting for it for employment. It's just you not going to be successful, or your chance of being successful will be very low, very low. If you're doing it for lack of employment, still do it with commitment and desire to succeed. You may not go back to look for employment because you'll be successful in it. It can also be another reason, then, can be the fact that you lack discipline. You lack discipline when you have somewhere, after a few days or few weeks, you get fired. And this is a lack of discipline from you, and you need to work on yourself. You don't want the world, you can't change the world to adjust to your lack of discipline. You should work on yourself to become more disciplined, and then you will be successful, not only in a corporate setting, but also in entrepreneurship. This is then if you go, because for the time being, you see that no one can employ you because of that, work on your discipline, because you need it. Work on it. If you work on it, you will have it, and that's great. Use it as an opportunity that you can learn with and have the result for yourself, not for an employer, not for someone else, but for you. So the correction of your discipline will yield some result for you, and that's great. You can go for it. Another reason can be the fear of rejection. How can the fear of rejection take you there? Because as soon as you see an announcement, a vacancy announcement, what you see is, I'm going to send another application and I'm going to receive a no, or they're not going to respond to me. Or even if I go to an interview, they're going to say no. it's that fear. You have the fear of rejection. And you say, okay, since I'm being rejected everywhere, but remember that these rejections are mostly in your head, I'm going to go in and I'm going to create my business. Fine. However, know that the rejection is still waiting for you, because there is no product existing in this world that everyone buys. Even the most successful products are not bought by everyone. So there are no more no's than yes in selling. It's that. And if you're going in a business, your business will be selling, and the selling will be coming with a lot of no, and some yes. You just need enough yes to get what you're looking for. So you won't escape the necessity, the need to really correct this fear of rejection. In another episode, we talk about that fear of rejection in depth, but you have to work, if you go in entrepreneurship, you have to work on the fear of rejection. It's a great opportunity to, by the way, to work on your fear of rejection. What are the advantages of starting right after school? After we've seen the reason that can take someone to decide, okay, it's better I start my business instead of looking for a job, or instead of committing to this or that. What are the advantages of starting one's business as soon as you finish school, as soon as you stop going to school? The first advantage is that you're starting early. You're starting early, and that youth you have your ideas pure, you have your energy, and you have everything pure. The ideas, the purity of the ideas you have, you can't imagine how important they are, because you believe in taking an idea and making it a reality. Whereby most people, when they grow up, what happens is delusion. They reach a level where they think, no, things don't happen. It's not possible, not possible, not possible. And they are so convinced of that, they can no more start anything and believe that it can be possible. So what you have to do is use the fact that you are still young. Even if some people seem to be telling you that, no, it's not possible, it's not possible. Yes, it is their perception, it is their opinion. No, don't be corrupted by that. You have your purity, and you know it is possible if you believe in it, if you do the what you have to do, it is possible. If some people manage to reach it, why not you? Some people reach it, why not you? And this is a good reason for you to continue as you are young, and to start early, to start as soon as you are out of school, and you boom in it. That's great. You can go for it. Another advantage would be you have the energy. I hope you have the energy. As you're young, you have the energy. Why? Because you can be young, which young youth is not a matter of years, but it's also a matter of mindset and physical strength and physiological metabolic functioning. You have energy, you have the purity of the mind, you have the motivation. So you can be old in your mind, old in your metabolism, old in your energy level, then you need to correct that. You're young in age, you need to correct that. And this youth means that your bodies and your mind have everything. Actually, the mind doesn't grow old, and the body is just victim of our habits. So our mind, our body are victim of our habits. So you still have time to correct them and to really use it. So that would be the second advantage of being young and starting. And starting, use it as an advantage, and I'm sure you'll be successful. You may have noticed that I haven't mentioned in any part of what I'm saying the advantage of earning a lot of money. Why? Because earning money is important, but it doesn't come before the work. You have to put in what you have to put in, because the money you earn will be given to you in exchange of the services you render. And the services are the idea you can make in a way that they serve someone, or the remove some pain, to make someone more comfortable, on, and so on. This is how you're going to earn. So it is, you have to go through the process before you earn money, if you're going to earn any money. So I'm not going to tell you that from the beginning you have the money. Yeah, so it's, having gone through the reasons and the advantages, let's see, what are the risks? The first risk may be not so obvious to someone who's been in systems of family systems, school systems, university system. You've been in systems, so you may see that these environments are controlled environments. And in a controlled environment, things, we know what we can expect to happen, what can happen, what can never happen, what should never happen, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. Now, when you are in business, you don't have a controlled environment. A lot of people don't play by any rule. They play by where do they see the money and who do they perceive as an enemy or as a friend or as how can they get money from anyone. So it is, the environment is not a controlled environment like a school system or a particular school or a particular university. It is an open environment with all the risks that you have around. You should be aware of that. And the second risk is it's real reality, because you are on your own in all sense. You can't complain about anyone. You are responsible. And if you start hiring people, now you really know that you are on your own, because not only you have to be responsible for the company, you have to be responsible for people you hired, because what you promised them, it is, I'm going to pay you and I'm going to do this and this. That's your part of the contract. You have to do it. And you have to make sure that they do their part of the contract. It's a responsibility for you. And this is important. The third point in the risk is financial. You may not see. It's not, you see, when you have to eat, you have a shelter. You don't think it's not difficult, because it's obvious, it's there. Then when you can't be also being fed by someone else, accommodated by someone else, and pretend that you are just in business. No, you have to be fully responsible, and that responsibility puts you in the financial risk, because you are on your own. And unless you have an inheritance, you have some money given to you by someone, or you have a kind of support. Otherwise, you have to not only make a living, live. That means shelter, food, take care of yourself, and take care of the business, which is an entity on itself. So you have you have the business, and you have to make the business live, you have to live. So it's a risk. When you are surviving, you can't survive, it's difficult that you can sustain it, because if the fund that are used to run the business are used to run yourself, you're killing it. And the money will not start flowing from day one. That means, so when you start, you will need to be able to let some time pass before you really reach the level of it's providing you what you need to make a living. So that financial aspect is important. That means for most people, they really need to have a low profile life at the beginning until the business brings enough for them to upgrade their lifestyle. But you have a disclaimer here. You can't neglect yourself because of the business, because you are the business. No one invests or buy products with someone who they're not confident in. Let's say you're dirty, you have a restaurant, or people come and understand that you are dirty. They're not going to understand. You put people at risk because you don't want to invest in the business. And you expect people to understand that you have to save money. No one will understand. So it is, you have to take care of yourself. But you have to be mindful of the necessity of taking care of yourself and taking care of the business and the risks that are there. You can manage them. You can successful can be successful. Tell yourself always, if some people have been successful in it, why not you? Don't think of those who did not, it's those who did. It's always what you have to take the positive side, because when you're driving on the road, you're not looking at the you're not looking for potholes. By the way, if you're looking around to find a dish, you're going to have an accident. You're looking at the road, where you're going, where you're going to pass. You're looking at where you're going to pass. If there are a lot of potholes, is where you are going to pass. You're looking for, not at the potholes. This is basic, and it's basic also in all aspects of life. You want to see those who were successful, not those who failed. This being said, we can go to, we just already in the advice I can give you. The first one would be, if you are really interested in entrepreneurship, start now. Okay, start yesterday. You start as soon as you have the idea of starting, you start. And when you start, you have the time to look at the different aspect of it, understand it. Look around yourself. You understand that everything is business, from the gadgets you're using, the clothing, the food, the roads, everything is business. It's, and how does it go? It goes always from an idea to a product or service. And when you start looking at the world in that perspective, you understand that, okay, if I want to go in entrepreneurship, that means I will need to take ideas to service, to become real service or product that will make someone comfortable, that will make remove some problem to someone or help someone in some way that the person find valuable, and in return can give me money. That is how you understand the business. If you understand it, that you start by understanding, by starting now, you already starting your learning process. The second thing is, all things being equal, you know that I would advise you to work somewhere first, to start somewhere, to work somewhere. Let's say you go for internship, work shadowing somewhere, or even be the cleaner for a few days or a few weeks, and you see how the business works, because you are an observer, you are learning. It's not about the money you're going to earn there, it's the learning you're going to earn there, which is valuable. And when you do that, it will be very important and in making you see. You've seen in theory the product of businesses. You've seen how the production, now you've seen how the production is made, and you have, this gives you practical ideas on how you make your own. You still continue learning and how you make the idea that people want into money, into profit, and more, but you will continue your learning and you'll be more ready to do it. The third advice I'll give you is, if you have support, make the best of it. If you can have support in terms of coaching or mentoring or finances to make an idea profitable, make the best of it. Make the best of it, because there are obstacles and this can help you. Don't think, no, I will do it on my own and so I know. No, listen, some people have done the trip and they can advise you. Some people know more than you, but don't go to people who look like knowledgeable, but they don't know, because they know every reason why your idea cannot work. Don't listen to them. They'll just take you down. If you feel your idea is right, you can go for it and you prove yourself it doesn't work, and you can stop or change the idea, tweak it to something that can be profitable. Keep open, keep motivated, keep growing. And if you have support, use it. The support can also go up to the mentor, the what can make you stronger despite the obstacle you can meet on the roads. The third point is, you can have a talent that earns you money, good money. If you have that talent, go for it. Go earn, but learn to invest. You learn to invest, because this will be useful when your talent will no more be earning you, because most talent will earn you just for a period of time, and you will not, either for some reasons, let's say in sports, it can be for a season, for several seasons, but cannot be forever. It can be artistic, that can be for some, for a period, and so on. So you have to learn to invest because it cannot be yielding money forever. That's clear. So you learn to invest and you're still an entrepreneur. You can be an entrepreneur in that same system of your talents. Ideas will come if you start looking in the direction of these ideas. Lastly, don't live your life under the pressure of others. That means you don't go in entrepreneurship because people are pressuring you to tell you there is no job, so you should go there. No, you don't live your life. You don't go there by pressure. Otherwise, you'll be failing and you're subject to mental health, physical health, and all disappointment in life. If you understand that, it's your character. Develop it. It's your level, the level of responsibility you can feel for yourself. You have to feel 100% responsible for yourself. And then, you know, the decision you make are your decision, no one else's decision. Okay, that takes us at the end of this episode. And what I've covered is the question whether you should start your business or a business right after graduation. And what did I do? I went for some of the reasons that can take you, make you decide to do that, the advantages you have in doing it, the risk also you have in doing it, and some advice I gave you. That was Coach Zed with Mind at Work, which gives you a new episode every Wednesday in English, every Tuesday in French, and it's about you. You are the project, and you, your success is the success of this podcast that's made for you. Thank you for following. Thank you for registering. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening over and over. I'm sure that there are information that's helpful for you. Thank you, and see you next week.